Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is truly a shame that we do not know the great hymnody of our German Lutheran ancestry as well as we know the Anglican English carols. In fact, many times people will simply close the book when it's one of those German hymns as opposed to an English carol and follow along. And it's truly tragic because the words of these hymns are absolutely stunning and they grasp the theology and the truth that is our Lord's incarnation, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his reigning for us. We are now in the seasons of 500th anniversaries. In 1517, we remembered Luther for starting the Reformation, and in 2017, we celebrated the 500th anniversary therein. And now, we are celebrating this very day, the 500th anniversary of Luther's Christmas morning hymn, "We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth," the hymn that we just sang. 500 years ago, the people at St. Mary's Church in Wittenberg, Germany, were given this hymn to sing the praises of God who is come. And when you truly take a look at the words, understandably this is an English translation, you can see just the beauty and the depth therein. You see, the people were already familiar with the first stanza, written in Latin hundreds of years prior, translated into German before Luther's lifetime. These words were familiar to the people. And so Luther takes that as the foundation of this hymn. Those words that they had sung for already a couple of hundred years were these: "We praise you, Jesus, at your birth, clothed in flesh, you came to earth. The Virgin bears a sinless boy, and all the angels sing for joy. Alleluia." This is not a ditty about how the weather is. This is true and substantive theology. This is God who took on flesh, who dwelt for 9 months in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is fully man, and yet as fully God, he is sinless. He is without sin, completely holy and undefiled. At the birth of this boy, the angels sing out for joy. Some of you have been with me Sunday morning, last night, and this morning. And you're probably here just to see, am I going to preach something a little bit different? Well, here you go. But at the same time, it's the same truth, isn't it? Jesus Christ is born for you this day, and it is a reason to rejoice. You should be so overfilled with joy that you are singing these hymns, especially the Lutheran hymns and the ancient hymns, with full gusto and joy. If "of the Father's love begotten" does not move you in here, are you actually looking at the words and letting the tune wash over you? It is gorgeous. I'll share it later on Facebook, and I'll expect all of you to watch it. But the angels sing for joy, and we sing for joy too. "Now in the manger we may see," Luther adds, "God's Son from eternity, the gift from God's eternal throne, here clothed in our poor flesh and bone." The Son, the eternal Son, laid aside his crown, his throne, to become flesh and blood, to have to go through childbirth, to have to nurse in order to survive, to have to cry when he was dirty and hungry. This is the truth of this God who is taken on flesh. Here he is clothed in our poor flesh and bone. This is God's gift from his eternal throne. Too often we think more of away in a manger, as we've sang today as well, no crying he makes. If you've ever been around a baby, you can guess that that probably isn't the most accurate statement in the world. But Luther's statement is, the sweet songs of a loving mother are absolutely beautiful, even if she thinks she can't sing. Because her child has heard that voice from his or her mother's womb, and that voice has nurtured the child, and that voice gives comfort. Luther, the Virgin Mary's lullaby calms the infant, Lord Most High. Upon her lap content is he who keeps the earth and sky and sea. His mother sings to him beautiful tales. No doubt she recounts the words that she sang out at Elizabeth's telling. No doubt she sings out of the fact that her God has done marvelous things, that she is a lowly handmaiden, singing the song of Hannah once again, recounting and singing the song that was told her by the shepherds as the angels had sung to them. These sweet lullabies fill this baby boy who hung the stars as the Word, who hung the earth and the sky and the sea. The light eternal breaking through made the world to gleam anew. His beams have pierced the core of night. He makes us children of the light. Jesus is the light that has come into the world, and the darkness comprehends it not. The darkness cannot overcome it, but the darkness has rejected it. He is that light eternal, and yet he spends that 9 months in a womb. But he has broke forth. He is born into the world to make the world gleam anew in this light. This light is so bright that it shines in the heavens, that wise men will seek that light to find the newborn king. This beam pierces through all the darkness of the night. He makes us children by this light. In baptism, as a part of the rite, not that it makes you a baptized child of God, but a part of the rite is lighting a candle from the Paschal candle and giving it, saying, receive this light as you receive the light of the world. It is a truth that happens in the waters of holy baptism, whether there's a candle or not. And you have received that light. You shine brightly in the darkness because you are to shine Christ. The very Son of God sublime entered into earthly time to lead us from this world of cares to heaven's courts as blessed heirs. The eternal Son, eternally begotten of the Father, outside of time itself, came in at a specific time, a time that he had set apart to take on flesh, to be a man. He enters into this story once again to bring about salvation. By going to his cross, by shedding his blood that covers us in baptism, we have been made heirs. We are adopted sons of God because of what he has done. And if you are sons, and you are, then you are full heirs of the glory that is to come. You will be with him in the new heavens and the new earth to sing for joy eternally. In poverty he came to earth, showing mercy by his birth. He makes us rich in heavenly ways as we like angels sing his praise. Again, this is the King. This is the King of kings, the King of all creation, and he sets that aside to be born for you and me. And he comes not in the kingly palace that is rightfully his. He comes in that stable. He comes in that barn. and he is laid to rest in a feeding trough. He comes in this way because he is King of Kings who has come to serve his creation, to love it so completely that he would take it upon himself. He shows his mercy. God surely could have done our salvation in another way, but this is the way he chose. This is what he knew he must do. He must sacrifice his son to care for the fact that we have rejected him time and time again by living in sin. When we reject what his word teaches, when we reject to honor and hold the holy day sacred, when we reject to worship him each and every week, when we reject to keep his name properly in our mouth, when we reject to have him alone as our God, when we reject to honor our fathers and our mothers, when we reject to hate, when we choose to hate others instead of love them as Christ has loved them, when we reject the spouse that God has given us for the lusts of this world, when we choose not to be content with what God has given us, but rather chase after other things, when we reject the truth by telling lies about our neighbor for a laugh, all these things are things that we, as purchased children of God, do. And yet God still looks at us and still calls us to repent out of his love, out of his mercy. He makes us rich in heavenly ways. You are sons of the Most High God. There is nothing more precious than that. It doesn't matter if your name never ends up in Forbes magazine or you're never declared Time Person of the Year. Your names are grafted in the Book of Life, the Lamb's Book. There is nothing more precious than that. As we, like angels, sing his praise, the church still sings those glorias. The church still cries out at this joy, just as we did this morning. We repent, we return, and we are forgiven, and we give thanks to God. There is true joy in this hymn and in our Lutheran hymnody and in the Christian hymnody. Remember, of the Father's love begotten is written in the 4th century. The church still sings these songs because they are timeless, because they are beautiful, because they are true. John's Gospel is one of the most beautiful pieces of literature ever written. The Logos, the Word, all reason and wisdom. That word really loses the sense of what logos is. But that is the eternal Son of God. And that is what took on flesh to bear your sin and be your Savior. He looks at lowly people like me and like you and says, I love you even when you have lived a sinful life. I have called you out of that sin to follow me, to know what my will is as my son. I love you. Praise my only begotten son at his birth, at his death, at his resurrection, at his ascension, and every day in between as we wait for his coming. There is true beauty in the hymnody of the church. And while others might refer to you as Christian nationalists, I prefer the term Christendom, a culture that would follow God's word, that would acknowledge that he is the one who dictates what is right and what is wrong, that not everyone is required to believe, just as he is not required all to believe, but when you are living out in public, that you would practice decency, that you would guard your tongues around women and children, and that you would use those tongues to praise the name of Jesus rather than to blaspheme it. Yes, I pray that all would turn away from heathen lives to follow Jesus. Christendom is a beautiful thing. And while it may not fully return here on earth until our Lord comes, That doesn't mean that we as his children shouldn't strive to live according to it, knowing that when we falter, when we fail, that word did take on flesh. And while the world does not comprehend it, while the world rejects it, you, his children, should not. You, his children, hold it dear. And so, with all of Christendom, this morning, the church sings, "All this for us our God has done, granting love through his own Son. Therefore, all Christendom rejoice and sing his praise with endless voice. Alleluia, amen." The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.